Mordechai and Esther have a discussion whether it's the correct course of action to enter into the king's private chambers. Mordechai commands Esther to enter. And Esther replies, and she says, everybody, every single man and woman knows that if you enter the king's chambers uninvited, the sentence is immediate, as is the execution of the sentence. It's a death wish. This is not some fine print or an archaic rule. It's something universally known. Like, for example, stopping at a red light, right? If you run a red light and you get stopped by a policeman, you can't argue, well, I'm from a different country, it has different traffic rules. He'll say, sir, everybody knows a red light means you stop. That's how simple it was that entering into the inner sanctum of the king uninvited was punishable by death. Esther added, I've not been called for 30 days, and undoubtedly the king will summon me very soon. From the Gemara, it seems that he didn't go a night without Esther, and so it was very likely that he won't wait long to summon me, and if I go now, I'm ruining whatever chance we have. But not only that, Esther argues, the whole reason that I'm here is clearly to help Klal Yisrael when they need it. Why have I been stuck in this palace for all these years? And if I blow it by entering too soon, the whole purpose of me suffering through this torture of living with Ahasuerus will have been for nothing. So imagine how much is at stake here, not only her life, the whole of Klal Yisrael's chance, and her whole Ruchnius, everything that she was living through for the past 5 years. Mordechai argues back, if we were trying to approach this with the regular avenues of Ishtadlis, you'd be correct. But that's not the approach, because that won't work. We're past that. The decree has already been sealed. Our only hope is the mercy of Hashem, Rachmei Shemayim. If now is a time that we can be Ma'ir Rachamim, because Klal Yisrael is on the verge of calling out to Hashem truthfully, how can you wait? You lose all chance to redeem yourself. Rav Pinkus relates a story that happened to him. When he was a young bachur learning in the yeshiva of Beis HaTalmud in Bensonhurst, the Rosh Yeshiva, whose name was Rav Shmuel Charkover Zatzal, he was deathly ill. So the whole yeshiva had assembled in the Beis Medrash to say Tehillim for him. Rav Pinkus was outside making a phone call. As he was on the phone, his Rebbe, Rav Leib Malin Zatzal, who eventually became the Rosh Yeshiva, he passed by and he asked him, what are you doing on the phone now? So he answered, I'm calling other yeshivas so that they too should say Tehillim. Rav Malm told him, it's not time to be speaking on the phone, it's time to say Tehillim. Rav Pinkus countered, but I'm calling so that they should say Tehillim. Rav Malm repeated again and a third time, it's not time to make phone calls, it's time to say Tehillim. So Rav Pinkus says, eventually he understood. It was a very crucial time. Rav Charkover was deathly ill, and clearly it was a time that the decree about him was being sealed in heaven. It's not time to make different kinds of hishtadlus. The only thing to do is to call out to Hashem, to cry out to heaven. And that was what Mordechai was telling Esther. The problem of Klal Yisrael isn't Haman or Achashverosh. Our problem is up in Shemaim, and that's where we have to put our effort. In order to change his decree, it requires causing Hashem to have great mercy. And that can be achieved with great Mesiris Nefesh. Mordechai wanted Esther to enter into the chamber as an act of Mesiris Nefesh, of selflessness, not Hishtadlus. The Gemara has many reasons why Esther asked Achashverosh and Haman to a party, but one of the reasons given is Ulai Yargish Hamokoim V'yasa Lanu Neis. Maybe Hashem will look at us and cause a miracle to happen. What does that mean? This is what Mordechai wanted, that her act of extreme selflessness and coming close to Haman and Achashverosh, two hateful people, will cause Hashem to open up the gates of mercy and a miracle would occur.